Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is the day that millions of people RSVP'd on Facebook that they would show up to storm Area 51 in the Nevada desert. Let's go as close as we can to Area 51 right now. It's Alex Stone who's covering this at this very early hour this morning in Rachel, Nevada. Alex, what's going on?
Hello, Earthlings. Good morning, guys. This is what it's all about. All summer, you've heard people talking about it, that the whole Storm Area 51 celebration, and it's on now. There are a couple of hundred people who are here. It's not the 2 million who RSVP'd that they were going to be here, but it's cold, windy, it's been rainy, and folks have just been kind of milling about since last night. There was one band on a stage here last night. This guy flew in from Illinois. He says, that's all right. They're just here to party and have fun.
I really don't really care how many people showed up because this is kind of a quest for me. So whoever shows up certainly is a ufologist and is here to enjoy it. The more the merrier, but I'm having a great time.
I don't know about you guys. It's the first time I had learned this term yesterday, ufologist, that so many here claim to be, who say that they have had close encounters with aliens and UFOs and that they study UFOs. But today is the actual day. Even though this festival started yesterday, today is a day that on Facebook so many people had responded that they would come here. So we'll have to see what the crowd will be like today. We're about, we're as close as you can get, but still about 20 miles away from Area 51. Few folks say they're still going to try to storm and head that way, but they would have to walk about 20 miles through the desert just to get to the gate. And the Air Force has made it very clear, if you try to enter Area 51, deadly force will be used. So most here seem to be just wanting to party out in the desert. Couple of those who have shown up say they still plan to walk through the desert.
Yeah, I was thinking, you've got to run into some people who are, there's two different types of people, right? The people who are just kind of having fun with it, they're laughing, it's kind of a joke, an excuse to party or something like that. And then you mentioned the ufologist, UFOologist, whatever you might call them, who are very, very serious about all this.
Yeah, and even some of the serious ones say no, they would never try to actually do anything and get into Area 51. We found one guy last night who was decked out in camo and had all the gear on. He said, yep, he's going to do it until he finds out it's 20 miles and it's over a mountain. And then once you get there, no telling how long before you actually get to anything at Area 51. Area 51 is huge. The test range is huge. And then what are you going to find? There aren't going to be aliens sitting there smoking a cigarette saying, I've been waiting for you.
Hey, you don't know.
There's not going to be anything there. So the likelihood that they're going to actually see anything, probably not all that great, but there's at least one guy in this crowd of a couple hundred who says he's going to be hiking through the desert today.
Have you seen any police or military force there?
Not military, but police definitely, and they've been very worried about this. About 10 miles south of here, there is a incident command post set up with federal agents, with local state police. They've got satellite dishes up. They're monitoring everything going on. They are very concerned about if anybody tries to do anything today and what the crowds are going to be like. This is a town of 54 people, and the only one, it seems, who wanted this is Connie West, the owner of the Little L.A. Inn, the only business here in town. There's no gas station for about 45 miles or so. There's only the Little L.A. Inn. And other town folk here are not happy that this is going on. They do not want anybody in their town. And I was warned when I came into town by a colleague of, be careful who you talk to. Locals make it well known that they're angry and they don't want you here. And then you have the partiers who are showing up. They've got the beer. They've got the booze. They've got the blow-up aliens. And they're looking to have Burning Man, a cheap Burning Man, out in the desert and get dirty for a couple of days. So there's a weird dynamic going on. But law enforcement, they're definitely ready and they're watching.
Okay. You nervous at all about being abducted?
I might have been last night.
You wouldn't know. Alex, thanks.
Exactly.
Alex Stone joining us from the Storm Area 51 gathering. Alien Stock, they're calling it, out in Nevada.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.